Hare Krishna. We cannot become pure devotees without becoming devotees. Sometimes, when we hear about the glory of pure devotion, of selfless love, at that time, naturally our heart aspires for such love. And we often hear that in the case of pure devotion, for pure devotees, they don't ask anything material from Krishna. And they just don't, they just completely selfless. Now this is a very, very wonderful and lofty aspiration which we all can cultivate. At the same time, we do live at the material level of reality presently. And because we live at the material level of reality, so material things do matter for us. And not only are we simply just living at the material level of reality, we also have a lot of material attachments right now. And that many material things do occupy a significant place in our heart. And if we, and because of that, when material ups and downs occur in life, we do go through anxiety, we do go through fear, we go through a variety of emotions. And if we think that, oh, my material life, I should separate from Krishna, and because I want pure devotion, I will completely separate my divorce from material life from Krishna, then we will end up keeping a significant part of our heart alienated from Krishna. Because we can't suddenly drive away our material attachments from our heart. So what we need to do is, whatever be the situation, even if there is some material anxiety, we use it to turn towards Krishna. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that different kinds of people come to him, four different kinds of people, and one of them, he says, is those who are distressed. And although these people are not pure devotees, Krishna appreciates them as udaraha. In 7.17, he says that udaraha sarvaye vaite gyanitvatmaiva mematam udaraha sarvaye vaite. He says all of them are very broad-minded and they're large-hearted. And in fact, Krishna further states that actually they will gradually come to the level of pure devotion when they will understand vasudeva sarvamiti. But they cannot come to the level of pure devotion unless they begin devotion. And we see even Arjuna is a pure devotee, but at the start of the Bhagavad Gita, the impetus for him to turn towards Krishna is distress. So he is so distressed, mortified, devastated at the thought of fighting against his relatives, that he's in tears and he turns towards Krishna and says, please guide me, Krishna, what should I do? In 2.7 he surrenders to Krishna, and prior to that in 2.1 it is described that Arjuna is in tears. Tam tatha kripaya avishtam ashru purna kulekshanam. That his eyes were brimming with tears because he was overwhelmed. So the important point for us to recognize is that we want to aspire for pure devotion, but we can't get to pure devotion without cultivating devotion. So if we in our distress don't turn towards Krishna thinking, oh, this distress is material, then what will we do? If we are in anxiety and we think, oh, I should not be worried, no, then the worry is not going to go away by that. Rather, we can offer our worry to Krishna. That means, Krishna, I am your servant. I want to love you. I want to serve you. And I will, whatever happens, I will always serve you. But I am in this particular situation where I feel these things are important for me. So please, if you so desire, protect these things. Let things work out well. And if you have some other plan, please give me the intelligence to understand that plan. And please give me the strength to execute that plan. And to play my part in that plan. And this way, rather than fragmenting our heart into our material attachments, which we can't wish away, and our spiritual aspirations, which till now doesn't have a central position in our heart, rather than fragmenting our heart between these two things, we can connect these two things by keeping an aspiration for pure devotion, even in our prayers to Krishna. It means whatever happens, we say, Krishna, let your will happen. I accept your will. Let thy will be done, but not my will. As Jesus prayed famously in the Bible before he was crucified the previous night of that crucifixion. But along with that, we can also pray for that. This is my concern and this is what I feel. If it is done, it will be good. So, in this way, rather than fragmenting our heart, we can connect our heart and gradually by offering our material attachments to Krishna in a mode of service. Krishna, I consider these things important because with these things I feel I'll be able to serve you. But what is important is serving you, not the things. So please, I offer these things to you and please guide me how I can serve you with these things or without these things. So by this way, sharing our heart with Krishna and offering what is in our heart, what the things that we consider important to Krishna, we can actually intensify our devotion and gradually as we realize by the practice of devotion, the supreme substantiality of Krishna's shelter and the ultimate insubstantiality of everything else, how Krishna always offers shelter and how other things inevitably let us down, then gradually with this realization, we will come to pure devotion, where we will understand Vasudeva Sarvamiti. We will understand that Krishna is everything. But for that aspiration to become actualized, we need to begin by cultivating devotion and sharing our heart with Krishna, whatever be the concerns of the heart, material or spiritual. Thank you.